Hello, I'm Erica McIntyre, Jason's Connections Content Director. Today I'll be talking with Lloyd Woodcock, Director of Education for the Wheelock Family Theater, Boston's professional equity theater for families and children that is affordable, accessible, educational, and fun. So to start, thanks for being with us today.
No worries.
Tell us a little bit about the Wheelock Family Theater. What do they do?
The Wheelock Family Theater, well, is first founded about 35 years ago, 1981, by Andrea Getzer, Anthony Hancock, Susan Kossoff, and Jade Staub, with the endorsement of the Wheelock College president at the time, Gordon Marshall. So we're housed at Wheelock College. And what we do is we put on intergenerational multicultural productions that give access and provide a shared experience for the entire family. We also have educational programming that is very much on par with what's going on in the theater ed world, where we take drama skills and put them with child and adolescent development skills, and we have some wonderful classes for students ages 4 to 18. So we are a theater education as well as a professional theater, which provides families access and inclusion into that show as well.
Cool. So how did you get involved with the theater?
How did I get involved? That's a great question. I actually started here July 1st. I had a meeting at the time with Wendy Lament at the time of my at her time here when she was artistic director. And I just had a meeting, and she told me about this position, and I went home and I looked at it, and I was just floored about their ideals of their complete access and their rejection of the notion that the arts should be available only to the audiences that are privileged and that can afford it. And it's something that I am deeply devoted to as a theater educator and as an artist myself. And coming from New York City, you know, you kind of see that in Broadway. You kind of see that only people who have the means can access that art, theater, and dance and whatnot. So that was a huge draw. I applied for the position, and thankfully and fortunately I got it, and then I started. And then that's how I got involved in the theater. But yeah, that's the story of that.
Yeah, so how did you become a theater educator?
Wow, that's great. I guess it really all starts when I became a theater artist, and that was in sixth grade. My first role as John Darling in Peter Pan, and throughout high school and college, I took theater. I went to Marymount Manhattan College and got my BA in theater arts with an acting concentration. And luckily, my senior year of my first round of college, I decided that I didn't want to act. I wanted to teach. So I took a couple years off to really, you know, decide whether that was what I wanted to do. And then I went back to school for my master's in educational theater. And I've been teaching ever since. But within that whole span and for the past, I'd say, 13 years, I have been doing school residencies and teaching theater to children of all ages, to 5-year-old to 99-year-olds, and making sure that they still have that access to theater and use theater as a daily tool to communicate, to think critically, to develop their public speaking skills, and just make that human connection.
Right, and that kind of leads into my next question. I'm sure you're well aware of this. Arts education in this country it seems to be in great danger. It's in a lot of places, it's just looked at as something that you can cut out so you can take more time to teach to a test. But as we know, it's very important to educate children in the arts, theater, music, all those sorts of things. So, you know, from your perspective as an educator, can you talk a little bit to that issue and why it's so important that we don't lose arts education?
Yeah, I know it's a great quote by Augusto Boal. He said that the first invention, the first human invention was theater because we are theater. You know, if you look through the span of humankind, the way that we talk, the way that we tell stories, the way that we pass on our knowledge is very expressive. It's very artistic. Mm-hmm. The roller coaster inflections of our voice are things that we, you know, don't necessarily look at in a daily life, but through the arts we look at that, those inflections, those means of making that human connection, and that's what the arts are about. You know, you have visual arts, you have dance, you have film, you have theater, you have music. These are all really expressions of culture and how we communicate. At the heart of it, how we communicate in our rawness, as I would say. You know, it's putting ourselves out there and making sure that, you know, okay, my name is Lloyd, this is what I do, or my name is Erica, this is what I do. It's an expression of ourselves. And as we slowly see that dying within our schools, we tend to look at students now as future, you know, when you start teaching to a test, we're just teaching students how to take a test. We're not necessarily teaching them the knowledge of why things happen, when they happened, how they happened, and how to not repeat the process. Because, you know, as history has shown us, you know, humans always repeat that process of things, and it always comes back to one thing and or another. And you know, by teaching to the test, we are teaching students that, you know, this history is always going to repeat itself. And I think the arts, in a way, give us the ability to think critically, to, again, make that human connection, and to develop the skills of talking to each other and being confident in the things that we say, and to explore ideas that, you know, that we don't necessarily explore every day in school. You know, I hate to say it, it's a cliche, but we do think outside of the box in the arts. I wish there was something more, you know, something with more panache that I could say, but you know, we do think outside the box with the arts, you know, in especially in theater when we start improvising, you know, it teaches, it's that quick thinking of, okay, you're giving me this, I accept it, okay, I give you this. So, yeah, that's why the arts are important. And you know, it is a shame that that the arts aren't valued in our education system more than science, technology, engineering, and math. You know, this, you know, we talk about STEM education, and those are important. But what we don't realize is that all those subjects need those ideas to flow. They need those ideas to come from something, and I think that's what the arts do. They give us the ability to look for different ideas and look further than, you know, ourselves and the planet and the universe, and to look far and way beyond anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was always my first question when I talked to anybody about STEM. I'm like, but where are the arts in this? Where are language arts in this? Where does that come in? And, you know, if it's done right, you don't lose that. But I think, of course, not everywhere it's done right.
I mean, you know, I remember, for me personally, I don't remember math and science. I was never a math and science kind of student. I loved English. I loved history because it was those teachers that, you know, decided instead of reading Romeo and Juliet, that will activate Romeo and Juliet. You know, it is a play to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, my favorite teacher, Mr. Brewer, he was a history teacher, and he did mock debates and had us do speeches in character. And those are the things that I remember because that's how I learned. You know, I learned kinesthetically. I needed to do that to absorb that information. So.
Right. You touched on it a little bit earlier, but, you know, one of the big themes that we at Jason's Connection are all about is inclusion. And it seems like the Wheelock Family Theater does a really good job of that. Can you speak a little bit to, you know, the inclusion aspect of your work and what you guys do? Because I think it's so important.
Yeah, I mean, we are a very inclusive theater. We never really turn away anybody due to their ability or disability. So, you know, so many times there, in when you go to theaters, there's like one or two handicapped seats or something like that. I mean, what we have are like 14 handicapped seats, and, you know, beyond that, we do have our shows, which are, you know, audio described, and we have ASL interpreters for two of the shows here. So students who are deaf or blind or deaf and blind can come to the show and experience live theater, mm-hmm. And instead of not being able to do that. So that's what we really pride ourselves on, is giving access to those who normally don't have access to that, and they can have access here at Wheelock Family Theater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you think about inclusion, it's not just wheelchair ramps. It's not just one thing. It's multiple things.
Go ahead. And you know, we were talking to Jason about that as well. You know, and it's not just that. It goes into our study guides and how do we activate this for students with autism who are on the spectrum and whatnot, who look at life in a very different way. And our study mm-hmm. guides really speak to that as well. So it's not just what we do here physically at the space of the theater. It's what we do in our education programs. It's what we do in our study guides. You know, in terms of our education programs, we have an ed support specialist that comes in that is professionally certified in ASD students with ASD students and stuff, and she has been a wonderful asset to our education program because she really knows the students, she really gets to know them, she makes them feel comfortable, and it helps the transition of including them in our classrooms a lot easier, and it's a lot better for the students, and they actually thrive more. And we've had a couple of students who, you know, when they first came to the class, they didn't get things, they couldn't get concepts, but now they come to the class and they're like, oh, I get it now. And to see that growth and the transition of a student is something that's it's magical. It's really just mm-hmm. you're like, wow, that happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. So talk a little bit about your educational programs there at Wheelock, just in case someone who in the Boston area might want to get involved.
Yeah, I mean, our education programs, because we are at Wheelock College, whose focus is early childhood education and improving the quality of life for children and families, it's very much we go with that mission of the college. And what we do is we sit down with our teachers, we come up with a dramatic curriculum for ages, we changed the ages to 4 to 18 now, it used to be 5 to 18, but we infuse drama skills and connect that with child and adolescent theory and practice. So whatever the students are learning in the college, we take that, put drama skills into that, and then we have our education program here. A lot of the course of our track for ages 5 to 6 is kind of creative dramatics. So the very basic skills of theater and how to move, how to talk, how to get up in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. It's very movement based, very what a mommy and me class kind of starts off as. The use of music and simple songs is used. And then ages 7 to 8 is where we start introducing the not more advanced skills, but yes, more advanced skills, going to the core basics and the fundamentals of acting in theater. Mm-hmm. 9 to 11, we increase that advancement, and we start delving deeper into improv, into movement, into character work, into production work. And then from ages 12 to 18, we focus on specialties, so something like the Suzuki method or Michael Chekhov or Shakespeare in stage combat. And how does Shakespeare in stage combat work together? How can you learn Shakespeare through the use of, you know, the simple yet safe environment that is stage combat. So mm-hmm. we really look at our education program and try to give our students a sequential class structure. And we've had students who have, we've actually had students who've started when they were young, they were babies, and now they're actually, some of our teachers were babies at one point taking classes here at Wheelock Family Theater. So, you know, we really are that family-oriented place that if you're here, your family, and your family for, it could be 20 years mm-hmm. or more. So,
right. Yeah. So what productions do you guys have on now, and what do you have coming up?
Oh, we just finished up our production of The Trumpet of the Swan. Right now, if you can hear through the phone, my office is adjacent to our shop, which they are building for Mary Poppins. And that actually starts January 29th, and it goes to February 28th. And we have Friday night shows at 7:30 and Saturday and Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. And then we have school performances as well. And then after that is A Year with Frog and Toad. And I love A Year with Frog and Toad. And that starts April 15th to May 15th. Again, Friday nights at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. And then we have Vacation Week camps as well. Vacation Week class intensives. And that it starts in February, and we have March for private schools, and then April, and then we have our summer week intensives, which starts the last week of June and goes until the end of the second week in August. So a lot's coming up, a lot of things that we're very, very proud to be working on. So.
Right. So how can people help or get involved?
How can people help or get involved? You know, we do need seamstresses. So if you know how to sew, that's great. We do need skilled carpentry workers as well, people who are good with using tools and can build and stuff. We usually use assistance for our weekly classes and for vacation weeks. So if you're a college student and you want to get involved, you know, and volunteer and get that. Or if you are a high school student who needs to put in some community service for your high school transcript and stuff, we take in high school students as well. And then you can get involved by donating to the theater or volunteering to help out at one of the shows as an usher. There's just a lot of ways that you can get involved. If you're a parent, we have a parent committee as well. There's just a lot. And, you know, sometimes we have folks approach us with an idea that they would like to do, and, you know, we evaluate that. And if we feel that's within the mission of the theater, then, yeah, we'll run with it. So.
Cool. So I think that's all I wanted to ask you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, I think that's it. I think I shared a lot.
Gave us a pretty good picture of what Wheelock Family Theater does. So it sounds like a great program, and I hope I can get up there.